Ooh, she got a cool body. Damn, she got a cool body. What I'ma tell you what to do with your hands for? Much less your dirty ass shoes on the dance floor. What a poor slob. Ain't washed his hands after peeing, wanna touch the doorknob. What's your job at the pool party? Drunk dude spitting up Earl and Drew and Snotty. Ooh, she got a cool body. Ooh, she got a cool body. Yup. Bet you wouldn't say that an hour ago when she applied the itch cream to her camel toe. Should've kept her limping ass home. Same amount as dangerous as those who blast chrome. Even worse, it's the gift that keep giving. Depends on after how many sleeps you keep living. Come on, G. It's only me trying to stay from being sick. Why I gotta be OCD? Well, wash my balls in Detour or leap from 30,000 feet on a free fall. You so fine, sister. What I gotta do to get your bovine visner? Niggas draw heat up in the club, but why it stink of raw meat? I'm just saying, wash your hands, fam, before you put your nasty thumbs in the underpants, damn. You like the way she shake her back area? It's like a sex machine to make bacteria. Now that's a real funny business. Mad, raw, filthy fingers sticking dirty money in it. Shit, before I get to stabbing it, at least know our habits and what's in the medicine cabinet. Villain bring his own mug to the bar and wore gloves till he going back to the car. Hey, don't get cracked in the jaw. We trying to bring an end to the black on black war. The real enemy is microscopic. There go the Trojan horse, you talking about, drop it. All them top models wanna come over here, chill and pop bottles. Fine, I take mine to the dome. You could get your own and take your funky ass home.
All these people out here are saying, oh boy, rosin up your gun, get your bullets out. You know, well, yeah. My suggestion is to, yes, be ready, but also relax. Be calm, cool, and collected, and slow to pull the trigger. Unless somebody acts unfriendly towards you, I wouldn't necessarily take any aggressive action toward them. Wait and see.
Get your gun.
I got my gun. We're extraordinarily frustrated by freakazoids, such as whomever was dancing, put him on the battlefield. Not necessarily in danger, but getting close enough so that it, you know.
And they called them Muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.
Yeah, Muppets. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, so we're here on the top of the hour here. We're going to plow through the second hour. This is the Red Bull Hardcore Radio Show with none other than me, your host, V. And do we still have our caller on the line? Caller.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
All right, so I guess part two, for my answer to your question, it's going to be long and drawn out because you asked such a general question. So, the secular agenda for the schools here, you have two main schools of thought here. You have the people who know that the Luciferians are taking over the world because Luciferian doctrine looks entirely secular. These two things are not one and the same. There's the absence of the worship of God, and there's also the worship of Lucifer, which is anti-God. They look the same. They're not the same. But however, one can be substituted with the other without anyone noticing. Okay? Lucifer is okay. In the schoolhouse. Okay? He is. He absolutely is. Okay? And then after that, the other train of thought here is taking the Bible out of schools, you've taken away identity. Okay, who begat, who is entitled to what? Because if you really start at the beginning, which is beyond the scope of the Bible, who begat, and who's entitled to what land? You know, I should be occupying Israel right now, not these whitewash Ashkenazi Jews. Okay? The more history you destroy, the more that the establishment can take over. Okay? That is...
A folly, and
as the importance of it to you, well, you'd have to give more detail about yourself. I don't know what this all means for you personally.
Yeah, I researched my dad when I was in the midst of finding him and trying to comprehend who he'd been over the course of his life, and because when I knew I was adopted, I was a very, very young boy. So as a result of that, I always wondered who my natural parents were. What kind of lives did they live? I didn't know that I'd ever have an opportunity to meet them. And then being in a religious environment growing up, and then having my natural father, the perpetrator of her murder, the atheist woman, that to me that was just so bizarre, such an eclipse-ish type event. It was so surreal.
So, is your biological father an operative? He's an agent.
My biological father? Was he a what?
Was he an agent, a federal agent, a shadow government operative?
No, he was a career criminal. He was just a career criminal. He'd killed other people in his life.
So he was a contractor, basically.
Well, he did. I do believe, if the information I have is correct, I do believe he did do some contract killing, yes.
Which means he was connected with either the mob or the federal government, which makes sense on the killing of this woman who, did what she did, her campaign against the government, which I don't think it was something that was against the government in the first place, because you have the government that will put these people out there. You know, for example, Fauci will see his day. Fauci knows so much. After everything gets administered to where they want it, Fauci's going to go. He's going to die of a mysterious death. Okay? Once people do their jobs that change society, they're exonerated. So she did her job.
Fauci's an inside guy. I mean, you've probably seen that clip of George Bush Sr. talking
inside guy, the flattering job. You're going to get killed after. Your job's done. He's not going to have a new station in his life when this is all over with and everybody's got the vaccine. He's not going to get a new station. He's going to be killed. He's going to die of a mysterious circumstance. I promise you that.
Yeah, he's serving out his purpose at the present. I mean, he's doing as he's to do. You know, he's fulfilling his role, so to speak. I think it's been a long time coming, what they're putting into place right now. And like a good soldier, he's doing his job. But, hey, I've took up enough of your time, man. It's a real pleasure to meet you, and I'm going to let you go. All right, brother?
Well, hey, thank you for calling in. Please tell other people about my show. And you're welcome to call in anytime you like.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, caller. Oh, boy. I should have started the show with personal news. And I know we have... I'm sorry. Reb on the line here. Oh, boy. I think we'll get to him at some point if we have time. I should have started the show with personal news. I'm going to go into that. We're finishing that up, rather. I as you all know, have my beef with the shadow government, especially one in particular, one department, which is the NSA, and the ridiculousness of what they tried to do to me in my life and how it's backfiring on them. Kyler just could not understand. Yes, these people are smart, but they're smart on the level, and the reason why I call them Illuminatards, they're smart on the level of autism. They're highly specialized in one area. The rest is a blind spot all around them. They call themselves the all-seeing eye and all that. But what's the point of seeing everything if you don't know what it is that you're looking at? See, these people, I hate calling people psychopathic fleshbots. These Illuminatards, they have not understood what it is they're looking at. They have not understood why everything that they've done to me is backfiring. They've not understood my success. They will never understand it because they don't have that capability. Now, but what they do have, and again, this is hypergame theory. Taking your hypergame theory and placing it aside my hypergame theory. And you want to talk about data mining? Yes, I data mine the hell out of these people. You want to talk about collecting of the evidence? Oh, good Lord. Okay, so I set up some stuff here. I had my anonymous connection, my anonymous browsing. You know, I'm just surfing. I'm doing things, trying to get well. I decide, you know what? I'm going to continue on with my campaign, because what I did is the script for my persecution. People don't understand. People ask me, well, why are you not dead? Why are you not, you know, because I took control of the narrative and the script. Yes, these people have surveillance on me and know everything I'm doing. Fine. I put counter surveillance on you and know everything that you're doing. These people want to try to talk down to me about things I'm doing. Like I'm supposed to feel guilt. No, I'm talking about you, about what you're doing and how you're going to pay for your crimes. They want to talk about, they want to use covert technology, voice and skull, and try to mind control. Guess what? I'm on the airwaves too. All right? I'm telling people the truth. Talking, freeing up some minds. And so another thing that they like to do is they like to tap people around you. And when they target you, they'll tap people around you. They'll get a rumor in somewhere around you. You know, snowball. They'll get some, they'll put a plant, make a plant, and start manipulating your life around you. Especially when you're dealing with institutions, lawyers, banks, things like that. Things just don't work for you when you are targeted. You know, I've had institutions offer me tons of money, and then when I arrive in person, oh, they take a look at me. Oh, never mind. I don't know if that's racism or their particular instructions once they realize who I am. You know, things like that. So they'll tap you. I've had so many denial of services from different institutions. Okay, that's fine. It's fine. I can play the games too. So what I started to do was I started tapping people around them. Started getting a whole organizations, business owners. Via email. Anthony Thomas wrote such a great email to be sent to all and everyone to notify them of what's going on about the CRISPR, the COVID, the mind control, etc. Done so beautifully. It can't be matched. So start tapping all these organizations around the NSA. Businesses. I want to surround my enemies with new enemies. Just like they did to me. Lo and behold, I come back and I check my emails. You're not going to believe this, but every email I sent, and I wait for the email sent confirmation. Everything is in my draft box. None of the emails went out. On top of the phone book, Yellow Pages will not load up for me. They have censored my internet connection to I cannot reach any Yellow Pages. That's fine. Again, let's go back to the base of this. Counter surveillance. All this is being recorded from my end. All of it. All of it. Now, I'm going to do this damn thing again, do a VPN, and do it that way. But just the capabilities of it, that they have. It's not the first time this actually happened to me. When I try to reach important people by email, I see that sent confirmation, little text at the bottom, I move on. But lo and behold, it's sitting in my draft box, never sent, when I come back and check it. And yes, I do check these things, because once I do get all these emails out, I will be calling these organizations to see if they got my emails. So the point is, their control, they don't know when to use it. Control is finite. It's like currency. You spend control. Guess what? That's control you no longer have. Every card they play on the table, I take that card and put it into my deck. I put it in my hand. It's finite. Again, you have people who think they are gods. They're lumitarted, touched in the head by that light. Touched. And they just cannot grasp what is common sense to the rest of us, what is wisdom to some of us, because they think intelligence is all. Well, sorry, you only got one of the pillars. I got three of them. You can never defeat me. You can never defeat me. So, that's something else to have going on. And something else I want to talk about. We want to talk about things that stay the same. And Mike, you can jump in any time you like on this, but things that stay the same. And something that the caller had mentioned before, you know, with the civil rights movements. I am a man. I am a man. Yeah, that's right. Guess what? Watch, you know, as a matter of fact, watch this documentary. It's called 13th. It's a documentary about the 13th Amendment. Netflix did it. And it's actually a pretty good documentary. Very truthful. And people think the 13th Amendment is all about freeing the slaves. No, it was about sporting, catch and release. In this case, release and catch. Because the clause on that, all men will be free, well, unless you're a felon. Now, we know the prison system is overpopulated with black prisoners. I've been running from ducking and dodging felonies my entire life. At genius IQ as I have, you know, I've been studied since kindergarten. Genius IQ as I have, you think I get a scholarship? No, I've been ducking. I graduated high school 2 years early. You think I get a scholarship? No, I've been ducking and dodging felonies. Fucking right. No one had to talk to that police officer. No one had to get him to holster that pistol. That's what I did. And so, yeah. freedoms. As a black person, come on. I looked up the NSA. I looked up the NSA's location by Google Maps and a search for these businesses that surround the NSA. Guess what's in their front lawn? An academy. Second Chance Academy. Now, go to the website. Click on that location. Click on the website. Scroll through the pages and tell me what you see. But here, I'll tell you what you'll see. You'll see black youth in military garb doing plantation work. A plantation, ladies and gentlemen, right there in front of the NSA. A plantation. I'm sorry, I hope I'm not peeking the mic here. I'm just very passionate about this. A plantation. majority black. I think I saw maybe one or two white people in the pictures as far as the youth are concerned, but dressed black in uniform. They don't look very happy. Slavery continues. Right there in front of the big house. Okay? This is what it is. You think for one second that our government is about freedoms. You think the NSA is about protecting your freedoms. Why do you have a plantation in the front lawn? People, if you like believing everything you hear, yeah, cut out the nonfiction in your life. I'm sorry, cut out the fiction. Excuse me, I said that backwards. Cut out the fiction in your life. Cut out all the fictional material. So I look at the real world. You'll find out that it's much more appealing to your palate. Truth is stranger than fiction. Yes. Mike, what do you think about that? Did you know this? Did you know any of this?
Not that I remember, no. I'm trying to follow here. I was kind of doing some housekeeping back here for archives and stuff, but you're talking about there's a plantation in front of the NSA headquarters? Is that?
Yes.
Where is that, in Idaho or Utah or something?
The NSA is based in Fort Meade,
yeah,
Maryland.
Okay. Well, you're talking about their head. I thought you might have been talking about their data center or whatever out there.
No, I'm talking about headquarters. Headquarters, baby. Right there in front, you'll see on the map an at-risk youth academy. Population 90% black. Just like most of our prisons. Again, people, watch that documentary, 13th. It might be Netflix, but it's right on the money. 13th. The number one, number three, and TH, 13th. You can find it on YouTube. You don't have to have a Netflix account. You can find it on YouTube, 13th. Watch it. Now, these people, and we're all playing the same game here. These people talking about the prison systems, yeah, that's a huge problem because they want to create a prison for everybody. Need I reference this plandemic and how we're all quarantined in our homes? Social networks have been cut down so none of us can speak to each other. You know, we're all being put in our individual cells, but I'm the wide receiver right now. I've caught the ball. I'm running for a touchdown. I'm so much further out there because they are creating the prison for your mind. Now, I know the NSA created this these personalities to put into my skull. You know, when it comes to a jail cell, there's always a bubba and there's always a bitch. They're not locked into my mind. okay, without knowing that, listen, they're in my head knowing that I can't be led. That's why they're trying so hard. But I'm Bubba. All right? I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. When it comes to my territory, yes. Yes, absolutely. I will rape and kill. That's what you're saying right now, NSA. That's what you're saying. I hadn't even really begun on you yet, to tell you the truth. So many media conglomerate situations come together. I'm just sitting, waiting, because I've done my part already. Sitting, waiting to join us so I can go full time on that, you know what? Okay? I'm going to show you what sovereignty is. I'm going to show you why you cannot rise above me. I'll show you why you will not survive me. Okay? that's what it is. Okay? So, yeah, plantation right there in front of the big house. Not the White House, but the NSA. Protecting our freedoms. My ass. So I got to be progressive. Like I said, I'm wide receiver. I'm out there going for the touchdown. While everybody is back on the line, pushing and shoving with these other issues, Black Lives Matters and you know, the prison systems and all that physical stuff, I do my work out in the ether. And I'm just so far ahead. I'm going to do touchdown after touchdown for myself and for you, the people. I love it if you join me. Some of you are quick enough to do so. But hey, it is what it is. I know we have to, all right, we're coming up on another break here. I want to give out the phone number once again. The phone number is 800-313-9443. Once again, phone number is 800-9443. Call in local number 512-248-8252. You want to be heard and jump in on these topics. And I know you guys have something to say about this. I know it's on everybody's minds, all right? And we will also get back to the phone lines, of course. And I got a couple of things I want to talk about as well. But let's go ahead and warm up the phone line here. Let's put Reb on before we go to break. Reb, you there?
Yeah.
What can I do for you this evening, Reb?
Oh, it's still Boone Scout, Reb. We're stuck here in Colorado. But you remember I talked to you weeks ago, and I told you the arrival of the ordained one, Bubba, how that happened. And you wanted me to explain it. I told Mike about it. I was on this show with Lori. It was 4 years ago, at the beginning of 2017. I didn't give all the details. But Bubba's the ordained one, and they know it's Defense Intelligence Agency. And it happened at 1554 Logan Street in Denver, Colorado. And remember I told you, the church, we call it the Church of the Immaculate Deception, but it's the Church of the Immaculate Deception.
I do remember you calling me about that. Reb, we're going to take quick commercial break. Thank you for the warm-up. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you're waiting for a parade, there ain't none.
Sharpen up your spirit of adventure. The fabulous Gay Way.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Gay up!
I have no ideas. In fact, I'm quite bewildered.
Now, don't get gay with me.
Gay?
Sir, I'm far from gay.
Now listen, I'll keep your shirt on.
Grown man in a rubber suit, running around with a young
Hold
boy.
On. Huh? Oh shoot, get a load of that fruit. In thigh-high boots, red tidy whiteys and blue
Holy
cat suit.
Homos.
Even the rats know it's tacky. You ever see me slipping like that, bitch? Just smack me. Posing chest and legs open, couldn't stand worse. All was missing was a bandana and a man purse. Crying, dying, laughing till glands burst. Faster than a speeding glass, bleeding ass ran first. Fixing baby hair, messed up wavy curl. Under the cape, the back of the S, say baby girl. The things some people are do for fame. It's a herb, it's a lame, it's a goddamn shame. Feeling willing when them cold streets call. You can keep your hero and hold the meatballs. Worthy title locker with pockets on empty. He work harder than a steam engine like John Henry. Turn dirt to dollars like Don Henley. Ugly and still get hollers like Ron Jeremy. At least monetarily, terribly. MCs need therapy, it's like a Ferris wheel. Hit him with a kryptonite brick.
Kryptonite.
Children come and prick his dead body with a stick. Wrote this lyric from in the bed with a chick. She had the tightest grip around the head of Ma.
Man, how much money? Hey, I ain't got to fold up. No. Damn. Anyway, I got this whole for you. You must be some kind of faggot, man. My partner, a faggot. Why don't you come on out here, man? What the hell?
Bick, now can I get my pen back? Got no enemy, got no friend black. With the green goblin, got the bat cave rob. Bustin' Batman head bobbin', slobbin' Robin's knob. Y'all already got y'all belts on the floor, so kick them shits over here and click off the porno. Alfred come home and found them both naked, handcuffed to each other just as he had suspected. Red and chrome Batmobile, willing and dealing. Aquaman sleeping with the fishes for real for squealing. Oops. The Lolo on a sealskin blazer is just a little graze from a razor thin laser. Amazed at all these so-called wannabe players showing off they tit balls to all the free gayers. It's like a leotard fest. How it got started as any retard's guess. Regardless, that's gay choice, no hate debate. Becomes a problem when they try to attempt to go straight and raise the monster rate in the whole population. It's starting to affect the super pimping occupation now. Who's a hater? Headline the newspaper. Fate of a fake you out, cape crusader. Tied to the tracks, make a damn tram derail. Rappers like a scam, spam, Nigerian email. The man with no beard is more weirder than a shemale. Sucker got bagged on a Tamazapam street sale. Told on one of ours, set it up, yeah, doubt. Did it like the dirty drawers, wet them up and air it out.
Myself and that. You got any money?
What?
Listen, you got any money?
Man, you going crazy? What the hell for?
$4 on. Damn.
Batman
gay.
All right. Yes. Woo! This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Your host, B. Yeah, you guys ever notice, you know, why the CIA runs these little boys? Why they love running these little boys? Child sex trafficking. You know, these baby penis suckers. You know, trying to indoctrinate us into thinking that's okay. Sorry, I got some sidekicks. I'll tell you, they're all above age of consent. I'm not, you know, having my tutelage, especially in that manner, sexually, with anybody underage. But see, that's what they like. You know, they think they're all these super agents. That you know, all superior technology, all superior surveillance. They think they're Batman. Why? So they can keep everyone under control, so they can do what they like to do. And that's be baddie boys. Okay, that's the truth. With these intelligence agencies, they have to lock us down, see what we know, do surveillance on us, while they commit the greatest crimes against humanity. The proverbial lookout. Okay? You walking down the street, you know, you walk by a bank, you get the eyeball from the guy standing outside the door smoking a cigarette, he tells you to move on. While the inside of the bank is getting robbed. That's the full capacity of your intelligence agencies. Okay? While they get to have sex with little boys, sucking baby penis, you know, they're worse than the Moyles. They'll bite off the end and chew on it for days. It's a delicacy. No. Yeah, Superman, even Superman can get that kryptonite, okay? It only takes a strong mind to overcome all of that, to see through all of that. Yes, I hide behind a mask. I got my Guy Fawkes, my hood, modern day Dr. Doom. Not a villain, though, more like the anti-hero. I'm here to inform you all. So we're talking about the church of the intelligence agencies. I believe that's something that Reb brought up. Go ahead, Reb.
Okay, I'm back. That was a sick thing you said. What a sick introduction. Now let's get back to serious things about mass death and destruction, a more civilized term.
few things in the world today.
You think it's civilized?
Yeah, that's more civilized. Because when you hear what's coming, you'll say, yeah, that's more. There's no civilization left when they get through with us. And that's why the ordained one, Bubba, the arrival of the ordained one, it was when she was there. And you can look it up in Wikipedia. And under Church of Immaculate Conception, Denver, Colorado, built at the turn of the 20th century. And it was like, it's not the seat of the Catholic Church in Denver, but it's where the Pope 23 stayed in 1993 for 3 days and three nights before Bubba was there. Scout was living there, and she was telling me her and her ma were there, and the Secret Service had to look at the place because they put a green fence around. It was right against the church. There's an apartment building and their building, and they had a roof. Top, they could walk over to the church through their entrance area inside their apartment. So the Secret Service looked it up to make sure, and they put a big 8-foot green fence around the whole church when the Pope 23 stayed for World Youth Day in 93. He showed up, Clinton showed up, remember those days? And it was, he stayed in there 3 days, three nights. And in 97 is when Bubba was there with Scout, and it was just those two. Her ma had left, and those two were living there at 1554 Logan Street. Still there today, that building. But one day in June, Bubba was there, and there was a brilliant flash, like perfect blue. No clouds in the sky, just one pulled over. That's what I'm going to ask you about, and about DEW and all that good stuff. But this one came out of nowhere, and the people... It blasted the eastern spire on the east side. There's two, if you look it up on the Wikipedia, there's two spires that go up 75 feet above the roof of that church. We call them the horns of Lucifer. Well, anyway, they're sticking up in the sky, and this thing just blasts that thing to shreds. And Bubba heard all these things falling on the west side, which was Logan Street. It was coming through the trees and everything. Pieces, and Bubba got outside and she saw the glowing pieces, and that's when she was became the ordained one. This was the hand of the Almighty Yahweh. That's what we said. But it may not have been exactly in that order. You know what I mean? You know about directed energy. You know about this targeted individual. You know what I'm saying now, right? You're getting the picture.
I've had the picture.
Yeah, well, anyway, there's a 20-story public utility commission on the north side of where Bubba, that's a little alleyway, and then right next door is this 20-story building. It's black. You should see it from up at the Federal Center, way north of town, about 8 miles to the west side of town, and you can see that. You can't see the church, and I'm saying, why didn't the lightning bolt hit that big building? And the people at NASA told me, well, it could have had more static charge around the church, which is highly unlikely. But if you look in the Wikipedia, that same building, that building wasn't there at the turn of the 20th century when a lightning bolt blasted the western spire. So it had been hit before after it was early built in the early 20th century. It's in that Wikipedia. But in 97, when Bubba was there, the ordained one, they had a lot of buildings in the way, and yet it didn't skim off the roof of that 20-story public utility building, which is right at that church, and blasted it to shreds. It took them 6 months to rebuild it, and they put an iron cross at the very top. You could see it at that building. You know, they cleaned it up for Pope 23 back in 93, and so he stayed there, and then ordained one above it, and the spectrographic evidence of the parts went to the Defense Intelligence Agency to see what hit it. So now that's a mystery, but we call that the beginning of our it was the beginning of the ordained one. But that's why she's known to them as the ordained one. She got the pieces to the Defense Intelligence Agency when this started years later, because we collected it, and they... It's a big story, spectrographic analysis. You know about that stuff. And so it has the markings of something other than just the rest random lightning bolt. You know what I'm saying now. And this is also depicted at the National Weapons Test Center, Fort Irwin, California, where they have directed energy, which is, I guess, they could re-engineer this kind of thing. And, well, they could come up with this. And we have it now, this death cloud, the death ray, the final act, what we call de-establishment, the de-establishment phase. This is what we're talking about with the Defense Intelligence Phase. Well, they moved it on to the Joint Chiefs. I told you, we got a visit directly on January 5th before that so-called riot over at the National Capitol. Well,
yes.
This federal agent from the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command showed up, and he went to both residences. So he knows the whole story about Bubba and everything, and now he's involved with the one at Colorado Springs who put the bowl out on this terrorist. And we have a third agent. We're building more and more people for our, what we call the phase that we're in now. And we're just going to do this. We're pushing this to the limit. And that's why I keep phoning. Every little bit helps. And we're going to get troops in here. We're going to have to do this, put them under military quarantine. But it all starts with the ordained one. Bubba is the first phase. And then we'll move on to the next phase after, well, we're going to have to do some damage to the enemy, the 911 system, the UN, the whole garbage. You don't want to keep having people covering their nose and mouth with this crap. And it's only going to get worse.
It is going to get worse. Reb, I got some other material to cover. Thank you for calling
in. Ask some questions about Bubba the ordained one. You didn't even ask questions.
I will ask her questions when she comes on the show. Okay.
But, the thing is, she doesn't talk about it. It's all talked about behind her back.
She needs to grow a pair of ovaries and come on the show.
Well, Rep, she will get into the action. She was yelling at me Friday. She said, "This is taking too long." And it's possible if we push this along, you get your listeners, look this up in the Wikipedia, the Church of...
I want her to pull a pair and come on the show. Reb, thank you for calling in. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll call back and we'll tell you more about it as it goes along. But like I said, this is the disestablishment phase, and it's going to get better for us and worse for the enemy, 911. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. All right. So we're going to move on here. And listen, I got to touch on these little things, these little things, because the devil's in the details. I've been here in Poland for about five, 6 years. Okay? Boy, it's time flies by. Each year, and I'm somebody who loves the snow. I love it. Absolutely love it. It's only snowed here, I would say, 1 to 2 days in the wintertime out of the year since I've been here. This year, this January, it has snowed 2 weeks straight. I love it. So like a wonderland, a winter wonderland. Now, I'm from Texas, lived in California for a long period of time, so snow is not something I'm accustomed to. When I see it, I appreciate it. I love it. It's gorgeous. Now, knowing what I know about weather warfare, and some of you listening right now, weather is being used to condition us. Is it? I'm saying right now, MSN is saying there's just huge cold front coming through. It's just going to be more snow than usual. And, you know, all this talk about global warming, that's out the window. Now that there's a virus out there, a engineered government virus out there. Now it's time for it to be cold. Colder than ever. Why do you think that is? Oh, for lower immune system, right? More people get sick. You got a lot of homeless people who are going to want to seek shelter. Even if they hate homeless shelters, they're going to seek it now. Guess what? You got to have the COVID-19 shot. You got to have that vaccine shot if you want our services. If you... I feel bad about this. The levels I've had to stoop to, I've had to bring myself below the threshold of humanity and sanity just to be able to know, I don't want to use the word understand, just to know these shadow government and deep state, you know, getting down to their level, just know them, you would understand how meticulous the control mechanisms are. You would believe the things they're willing to do to get the smallest level of control. They will slaughter anyone, a river of blood, just to be able to control a notion. The technology's there. Okay? Weather control is going to be a big part of this COVID-19 pandemic. We're seeing it right now. We're seeing it. Damn, it's a shame. You know, now that the WHO is back in charge, with Joe Biden, and just to revisit that point, how I said that there's going to be a mass shooting as soon as Joe Biden got into office, not even a week he's been in office, it's happened. Listen, Trump, whether you like him or hate him, the fact is, Trump was a nationalist, and he did try to make America great again. Okay? He did some evil things. Yeah, to keep his pockets filled. And to tell you the truth, I would have done the same thing. I would have gone along with some things just so I could have the majority share or say so in the future to be able to stop some evil things from happening. I most definitely would have invested in some evil things. Damn right. People don't understand politics. And politics is nothing but psychological warfare. What you see is politics is a Tea Party. Well, I get to deal with the underneath, which is the covert killings, the mass murder scenes. That's what I get to deal with. Well, you people can barely understand what you're seeing on CNN. I'm down with the real nitty-gritty. So, Biden is an agent of course, the establishment. Okay, Biden's not going to care about anything. He's half senile. As long as he's got a child on his lap, he's happy. He'll sign whatever. He'll sign whatever is proposed to him. He's a tool for the covert, the deep state establishment. He's a tool. That's why I will be able to predict everything that he does while he sits in office. Because I know the agenda. I'll be able to predict every and anything. Call the show. call the show and ask me questions about what Biden's going to do in the future, how he's going to handle certain situations. I'll tell you exactly how he's going to do it. Because he's not in control. And don't all these people... It's so fitting. It's so fitting to me. I was the first to wear a black mask. Everybody had the surgical masks on. I was like, yeah, baby. I got to wear my ninja mask now. Yeah, I've got some Kenoshi Gibbs, some assassin things from a master I had, martial arts master. But anyhow, isn't it funny how everyone went from these white surgical masks to these black masks? Don't all these police officers look like criminals? Not to rob a bank? Don't all these politicians look like criminals? About to kidnap somebody? What happened to the white surgical mask? They're telling you, outright, people, you're being robbed. You're going to be robbed of everything you've got. Especially Biden's in office. It's a modern day stick up. Trump was blocked from giving us $2,000 for COVID relief. Blocked. So nothing got squeezed out but a measly $600. Now, Biden gets to sit there and look like a hero if he gives us a penny more than that. Which is just a sham within itself. It's all disgusting. It's damn gross. If you see what's really going on, these thugs, these criminals, they're not hiding it anymore. Yes, they're not hiding anymore. They're in their paramilitary garb, black mask on, as public officials. You cannot hide your face. You're supposed to wear plastic shields over your face, cops and politicians alike. But they're burglars. They're robbers. They're thieves. They're thugs. The show's gone by so fast already. I have some things I'm going to ask Mike. All right. Guys, tune in tomorrow night. I'll be live. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, host V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is the king. So educate yourselves.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.